Two candidates made campaign stops in Berkshire County Friday at a planning session for the region's Republican Party. Berkshire County Republican Association Chair Tyler Hastings says he had three main takeaways from the party's planning session in Pittsfield. The region is in dire need of better infrastructure funding, incentives to attract businesses and economic development growth, and a feasible health care and law enforcement strategy to curb the opioid epidemic.
Well, the main thing we look for is somebody who's actually going to pay attention to this region. That's a big problem.
Acknowledging the hold Democrats have on regional and state politics, Hastings says he thinks State Representative Jeff Deal, a Whitman Republican, and Attorney Jay McMahon have a real chance of winning higher office in November.
One-party rule is a problem no matter what party it is, because what that inevitably leads to is no accountability.
Deal is hoping to win the nomination to run against Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I have a track record up on Beacon Hill of working to protect taxpayers with the repeal in 2014 of the index gas tax, where we were able to save taxpayers about $2 billion, stopping that gas tax from going up automatically every year without a vote, and especially here in Western Massachusetts, where you have a gas tax that, 50% of it was going to the MBTA, which doesn't really benefit this area.
Deal touts his role in trying to block the use of taxpayer dollars for Boston's short-lived bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics. Deal served as co-chair of President Trump's Massachusetts campaign and says that relationship could benefit the state.
I know that I'll have a relationship with the White House as well as the members of Congress who currently control the House and Senate. And that's going to benefit Massachusetts financially, which I think is the goal in the long run. It's been really tough to see that Western Mass doesn't get the attention that Eastern Mass gets.
Deal says he would work to attract federal dollars to strengthen broadband and transportation infrastructure in Berkshire County, develop strategies on how to regulate banking for the recreational marijuana industry, and promote employment. Other Republicans in the Senate race include John Kingston, a Winchester businessman, Beth Lindstrom, former Director of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation under Governor Mitt Romney, Darius Mitchell of Lowell, and Heidi Wellman of Braintree. Shiva Ayadure, a Cambridge entrepreneur, and Alan Waters, a Mashpee financial consultant, are running as independents. Warren is seen by most prognosticators as likely to be reelected and is often mentioned as a possible presidential candidate, but Deal says he sees an opening.
Right now we've got a U.S. senator who's up for reelection in 2018 who has been one of the main obstructionists down in Washington, D.C. to everything that seems to be being put forward to try to help Americans. You need to have somebody who's going to have a seat at the table in Washington, D.C. Elizabeth Warren, by what she does about trying to block every single thing that the administration's doing, means that we're doomed to have no seat at the table.
Senator Warren spoke at a July town hall in Pittsfield.
The Republicans are determined to take us in a direction that says there's just one message here. America works for those at the top. And the U.S. government is here to serve those at the top.
Attorney Jay McMahon is looking to challenge first-term Democratic Attorney General Maura Healey. McMahon claims that there's a lot of public corruption in Massachusetts.
We're not seeing any action from the Attorney General's office. We're seeing it all from the feds. I know she likes to sue Trump at any moment. Doesn't make any difference whether it's for good or for bad. Doesn't make any difference what the issue that Trump's going. She sues him at every turn that she can.
McMahon is a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, claiming Healey's 2016 ban on, quote, copycat assault rifle sales and possession was a political stunt to gain favor with then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
She did it 1 week before the Democratic National Convention down in Philadelphia. She went down there with the distinct purpose of knowing and telling Hillary that, Hillary, you're going to be the next president of the United States, and everybody knows it. You're going to need a United States Attorney General, and you're going to need a gun grabber just like me.
Healey's campaign committee did not respond to a request for comment Monday. McMahon says he stands for public safety.
My first and primary issue, though, is the opiate crisis. It's because I've lost my son to opiates, so we can do something positive about the opiate crisis. We can actually defeat it.
McMahon calls current state-mandated rehabilitation treatment programs deplorable.
The only thing that I'm suspicious of is that there must be money in losing. Why would our programs be 99% failure all the time? There's a problem there, and I'm going to change that.
Another Cape Cod attorney, Dan Shores, is also vying for the Republican nomination for state attorney general. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.